which can instead be used to investigate.
Still, it's nice to be here again.
Or alternatively, to have a pint.
And the crags, the lochs, the rolling firs.
The rain. To business, then. Got your camera case?
Yes, here it is. I'm still not sure about this, though.
So, where are we meeting her?
Should be round about here, on the shore. We're looking for an apple-green caravan.
A caravan? What kind of person lives in a caravan?
Hello?
Yeah, you must be Mr. Crozier.
Must I?
From the Uncanny Gazette.
Actually, that's me. Harold Crozier, Uncanny Gazette, Scotland correspondent. This is Eddie Dunning, our photographer.
Yes, photographer, that's me. Click, click.
And you must be Miss Beak.
Vivian Beak, yes. Come in, gentlemen. Sit down, please. So, what did you think of the story I sent in? Mysterious stuff, would you agree?
Very mysterious indeed. I just need to check a few details with you, though. You say you were...
I'm not sure about these light levels.
Thank you, Eddie. Miss Beak, you say you were on the banks of Loch Ness, hiding in a bush.
That's right.
Why?
Bird-watching.
Bird-watching, I see. So it was while bird-watching that you saw the bluebird disappear?
That's right.
Oh, you probably just disturbed it. You do need to keep very still, you know.
Not a bluebird, Mr. Dunning, the bluebird. This chap, Malcolm Campbell's boat?
Oh, the boat? Is that what it's called? I'd quite forgotten. Sorry, Crow.
Who?
Sorry, Mr. Crozier. Shall I just go over here and take a few snaps?
Oh, this isn't really working, is it? Miss Beak, would you take this, please?
What is it?
It's a banning order under the Official Secrets Act. It prevents you from discussing any aspects of this affair with anyone else, ever.
Goodness! So, you mean... You're not from the Uncanny Gazette?
No, that was a lie. Sorry.
Then where are you from?
Secret Service.
We intercept all submissions to the Uncanny Gazette, you see, in case they contain anything we need to know about.
Which yours most assuredly did.
Oh.
Thanks for the tip-off, though. Very useful. Come on, Dunning, we've got people to talk to.
No way, come in. Goodbye, Miss Beak. Nice to meet you. Good luck with the ornithology.
Oh, flap doodle!
Bluebird, indeed. This must be it.
Hello? Mr. Villa?
Who wants to know?
I do. Where is he?
Mr. Villa!
Who wants to know?
Friendly bunch, aren't they?
Well, what do you want?
We're from the government, Mr. Villa. We're here to help.
Government?
MI-13, Harry Crow, and this is Professor Dunning. We understand Sir Malcolm has gone missing.
Missing? Well, boats don't just go missing, not like that.
Not like what?
Well, there one minute, gone the next. Poof! No trace of it, not a bloody ripple, nothing.
I gather you were testing a new boat, Mr. Villa.
Oh, Bluebird's more than a boat. She's one of a kind, or was anyways. Single-engine Rolls-Royce R37, top speed 130 or thereabouts. Fastest boat in the world, that's what she is.
And what was she doing here, on Loch Ness?
Speed trials. Top secret. No one knew we were here. Well, that's what we thought anyways.
Why the secrecy?
The Americans, of course. Commodore Garfield Wood. Sir Malcolm was out to beat his speed record. It was them what did it, sure as eggs.
Who?
The Americans.
Oh, I see.
And I know how they did it, too.
Oh. How?
A death ray.
Death ray?
Yep. It's obvious when you think about it.
Yes. Perhaps we could take a look at the scene of the crime.